Now it's time when we get ready to kick off the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. We sit down with the Senior Vice President of Hockey Operations of the ECHL, Joe Wirtz. Thank you for joining me here during the second intermission.
Hey, no problem.
So basically to start off here is there's a whole lot that goes on during the summer. What are some of the newest changes, whether it comes to rules on the ice or just everything in general?
Well, we had a few different changes this year. Obviously, we're going to do two referee for nine games. 25% will be nine home games apiece. That was one of the big things from the hockey operations side that we did. And we had a coaches meeting this summer. First time we were able to have in-person coaches meeting in be 3 years now that we had one. But it's just pretty much just getting ready for the season. We didn't really have anything big changed this year, but it was just a matter of getting everything ready and kind of getting back to the quote-unquote normal for the season.
The going with the two referees for the nine home games for every team, what really went into that decision? Is that more of the developmental standpoint of the referees or just getting used to possibly just making it maybe a little bit easier?
Well, I think it's long overdue. We pretty much ask guys to do something really that if you think about it, it's almost impossible to do, really. With the speed of the game, and now we had one referee, and we went to two referees in the playoffs back in, I think it was 2012. So we figured, okay, let's ease it in 25% this year. And it also gives other guys opportunities, too, to start developing officials that probably wouldn't be working in a one referee system because it's just because the way they're coming up in the development process. So it just kind of helps in that aspect as well.
Another rule change coming in, adding an extra skater coming into this year. What was the thought process behind that?
Well, we during our coaches meeting, the coaches actually they wanted it. So then we go from the coaches meeting, we have our competition committee, and then we take it to our board of governors. And the way we had it, we were 16-2 for a long, long time. And then you have a 20-man active roster, right? So you're 20-man active roster. So we had extra guys sitting in the stands, and the guys were like, listen, we'd like to have at least one extra guy. If somebody gets injured now, instead of being down to 9 forwards, at least we're down to 10. So just kind of that, and also you get more guys in the lineup rather than have them sit in the stands getting paid. Now you got one more guy on the bench, and the coaches felt it would help, especially 3-and-3s, and we play a lot of 3-and-3s and 4-and-5, so they just figured it would help with guys. Maybe we don't know about injuries, but the extra bodies won't hurt, that's for sure.
Do you see a possibility of possibly adding another skater to make it full four lines, or is that a little bit further down the road?
I think that would be something probably further down the road. For us, we have obviously salary cap too, right? So we have to make sure that we can fit everybody on the 20-man active roster with the salary and stuff. So I don't think that would be for a little while down the road. I know it's not going to be something that happens next year. Probably even the year after, it'd be probably a couple years at least. But at some point in time, maybe we will. It's just a matter of salary cap and everything else that goes along with adding that extra player.
New teams in the league last year. How do you think the first years went for the Iowa Heartlanders and the Trois-Rivières-Lyon?
Trois-Rivières had a successful year. They took Newfoundland deep in the playoffs. I think they had a few injuries and everything else. They had a really good chance of winning it. They just kind of ran out of gas. Iowa, they struggled early on the ice. I don't think it was a surprise. And, they had a late start getting going with the coaching staff, recruiting players, everything else. They got better, as we've seen throughout the season. They made a good run, good push at the end, just ran out of time. And hopefully this year, the crowds will be bigger and everything else. They had a change of management a little bit there in the front office, so hopefully that's going to help. It's a great little spot, too. It's a great little spot, so hopefully it'll help with the on-ice and the off-ice product with the fans.
And what is it like adding another new team this year, with that being the Savannah Ghost Pirates? It's a process like that from the league office standpoint, to getting them up and ready for this upcoming season.
Well, they've been building for probably a couple years. I know before they came in, they had all last year, and they had pretty much almost the whole year before that to start planning, getting the building ready and everything. And the ownership group is the Jacksonville people. So they know about how to get a team going and assembling a front office. And it's going to be a home run. I was down there checking out the building probably 2-3 weeks ago, and it's an unbelievable building. I've never been to Savannah, Georgia before. It's an unbelievable building, and they have like 3,500 season tickets sold. I think it's 2 weeks next weekend, the weekend after they open up. And I just think it should be a home run. They got off to a good start. They won both their games this weekend. So it's another good addition, and it's a great market for us because with Jacksonville and South Carolina and Orlando and those teams in that area, it'll be really good travel as well.
And one last question, we always talk about it. Was there a big point of emphasis coming into for referees to make any sort of calls during the summer?
No, we just pretty much said the same thing from the slashing, the cross-checking, you know, and just maintaining the standard. We didn't really change anything. We had training camp, the 7th of October. We went there to Indy for a few days and had camp, but we just said, listen, we just need to keep building on what we did last year with the cross-checks and, the slashing standard. And, I mean, obviously the obstruction, all that has been around for a long time now, so there's nothing new there, but it was more kind of the stick fouls and just getting those type of penalties so the guys can play hockey, but nothing major, that's for sure.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to come over here and talk to us. As you just heard, the Senior Vice President of Hockey Operations for the ECHL. Well, DJ and I will recap the period coming up next year on the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report as you're listening to the Nailers Broadcast Network presented by Main Street Bank.